Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording and I'm going to help you out with one of the homework that we did, that we're supposed to have done before. And it is, we're going to say, تدخل القطط المنزل. Okay. تدخل القطط المنزل. Okay. تدخل القطط المنزل. So تدخل. Okay, now, تدخل or تدخل or تدخلي, which one is the right one? Or تدخل. So we have four possibilities. We have four possibilities. We have مرفوع, we have منصوب, we have مجرور, and we have مجزوم. It, yes, the command, like play.
Oh, the command, that's...
Run. Agree.
Okay.
You know, call. You know, it's all مجزوم بالسكون.
Oh, so it's, in English, it's command?
Oh, no, the command in Arabic ends with سكون.
No, so basically, مجزوم is command?
It's all, one of the ones that take مجزوم is command. Oh. But there are other things as well. But this is one of the things that we learned. Okay, so مرفوع, this is right here, is a verb, right?
Yeah.
Is it present verb? Or past, or future, or
past.
Command?
Past.
Past.
Okay. What will tell me is this step. This that is going to tell me that it's female and it is present.
Oh.
Okay. What is the male version?
Oh, male would be...
The male version is? يدخل. يدخل is right side. Side.
What's that? Yeah.
Just try to learn, Saeed. Try to learn the stuff.
Please.
So it tells me that it's female and present. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, مرفوع is ضمّة. منصوب is فتحة. مجرور is كسرة. مجزوم is سكون. Which one is it? For تدخل. Which one is it and why?
مرفوع because it's ضمّة.
مرفوع, no, it is مرفوع. Okay, then it takes a ضمّة. Yes. But why is it مرفوع بالضمّة? What made you decide
it's,
that?
Because it's that for the has a... ضمّة.
Because it's a verb, present verb.
Oh.
Because present verbs are always...
ضمّة.
مرفوع. No, it's always مرفوع.
Oh.
And then here, it's مرفوع بالضمة. It's مرفوع بالضمة. Because it is present verb. Okay? You got it? You got that?
Yeah, I need to get my eraser.
All right. Thank you. So it is فعل مضارع مرفوع بالضمة. Okay. Why? Because it is a single female. Dhamma. Because it's a single female. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then القطط. القطط. So the whole thing says the cats are entering the house. The cats are entering the house. Right? So what is the meaning of تدخل? The cats entering the house?
Yeah.
So what is the meaning of تدخل?
The cats are entering.
What's the meaning of it?
Entering.
Enter.
That's right. Entering. Okay, what is القطط?
Meow. Cow. I mean cat.
Okay, is it one or plural?
Plural.
And is it standard plural or non-standard plural?
Non-standard.
Which is called irregular. So, irregular, plural. Irregular, plural. Okay. Now, if I ask you, is it marfu', mansub, majrur, or majzum? If I ask you the same questions, the same question. Is it marfu'? Or mansub? Or majroor? Or majzoom? Okay? Marfu', mansub, majroor, majzoom. Which one of those? Which one of those possibilities?
Marfu'a.
Yes. So it is marfu'a. Now, marfu'a, it has four possibilities. Marfu'a, it has four possibilities. It has Dhamma. Okay, waw, dhamma, waw, alif. So marfu' has three possibilities, dhamma, waw, and alif. Which one of them and why? So what do we do if you get back to the table? What do we do for irregular plural? It's marfu' bil-dhamma, right?
Yeah.
So, irregular plural means what? Means jam' taksir. Means jam' تكسير. So جمع تكسير. So it is مرفوع بالضمة because it is جمع تكسير.
Because it is جمع تكسير.
Got it?
Yeah.
So follow the tree. Follow the what?
The tree.
Yeah, follow the tree. مرفوع منصوب مجرور مجزوم. Okay, it's مرفوع. Now, why is it مرفوع? Because it is an object. فاعل. Here, because it's فاعل.
فاعل means object.
A subject.
Oh.
You got it? Did you get the choices here? Huh?
Yeah.
You see the trees? Tree gives you all possibilities.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, المنزل. These are cats. Then we have المنزل. المنزل. So,
the house.
The house. Two. The cat. Okay. Yes, and manzil is the house, that's right. Now let's look at the manzil. The manzil is the what? House.
Noun.
Yes.
The object.
Okay. So it's the object. So again, what are the choices here?
Marfu, Mansub, Majrur.
Marfu, exactly. Mansub, Majrur. Usually the nouns don't have majzoom. The nouns,
oh, yeah.
Majzoom comes, so I would even take away this possibility from here. Because majzoom comes onto the verbs on. Or we can leave it and say it is, we can actually leave it and cross it. And here you cross majrur because the verbs cannot be majrur. Got it?
Yeah.
So the noun can't be majzoom and the verb can't be what?
Majrur.
Majrur.
So al-manzil man. المنزل. Okay, now we said it's, which one is it? مرفوع منصوب or مجرور?
مرفوع.
Or let's also put مجزوم and cross on it, just to remind ourselves. What is it? Okay. It is it an object, subject, or?
Object.
It's object. Okay. So what is the object?
Mansub?
Yes. What is the object takes one of those possibilities?
Mansub.
That's right. Because maf'ul, because it's maf'ul bihi.
But why does it take mansub? I just guessed.
Yeah, because it's maf'ul bihi. Because it is object or مفعول به. You see? Now, mansub, there are fatha and ya. Possible is fatha or ya. These are the only two possibilities of mansub. So, which one are you going to use?
Fatha. Fatha.
Why fatha?
Because it makes sense. I don't think it's going to work with al-manzili.
Okay. Because it is a single, because it's a single noun.
Oh.
So, it goes here to fatha. Because it's single noun. Ism mufrad. Which is ism mufrad. So it's an manzil. You got it? See how is it? It's nicely done. It's simple. You know, it's just like if you follow the rules, you get it. Very simply, you know. And these trees don't change. Like, the same stuff, the same trees we will be using for everything. And I hope the trees will make it easier for you to understand. Like, when we do it with trees like we did it right now.
But that means every time you have to write it out.
You get used to it, pretty much.
If you're having a conversation with someone, then you have a paper in front of you.
No. Remember that your brain cells, your brain cells form when you grow. Okay? While they are forming, your brain cells, while they are forming, they form with the memories that you're going through. So that's how you remember, because these cells have the memories inside them. You got it? So when you're a child and you're growing and the cells are forming, the cells will have the memory of the language you're learning. So it comes naturally. Like when I give a speech in Arabic, okay, I don't think this is verb, this is object, this is subject. It comes naturally. You see? It comes naturally. And one time, the president, the king in Saudi Arabia, he was giving a speech. So he did Dhamma on al-Manzil. Okay? So then we made fun of him and said that the king, Fahd of Saudi Arabia, have issued an order that the maf'ul bihi, which is the object, is going to be marfu' bil-Dhamma from now on. So basically, we're making...
Saudi Arabia has a king or a president?
King.
Oh.
Just like our president, George Bush, former president, was saying, our children is not learning.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember in his speech when he said, our children is not learning?
Yeah, president.
So, and he is... That's a grammar mistake, and then we can say, yes, Mr. President, we know... because you didn't know the grammar. So it's very embarrassing.
Hisham, the
hero. Hisham. Okay.
No.
We're going to do the second sentence here. The second sentence is to Nalbif. تنظف المصليات تنظف المصليات المساجد And let's do the trees. This tunadhif is clean. Musalliyat, female. Female or female praying women. So I mean, I would say praying woman. There's no reason to put female praying women. Al-Masajid. Okay. Masjids. Okay.
Why is it plural?
Yeah, they clean the masajid. So they say, well, every time musalliyat done with prayer, they clean the masjid they are praying in. So you're saying they clean the masjids or mosques. Okay. Let's start with clean. The first, the three choices here, if we may put the three, is it? Is it what? Is it verb? It's a verb, right? You reach to the, this is a verb. Okay. Verb means what? Fi'l. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, is it present, past, or future or command? So we have past, present, future, or command. Which one of those? So past is madi, present is mudara, future is mustaqbal. And and command is amr. Okay, which one of those and why? Before you finish writing it, just tell me what is it.
It's not a command. I mean, it is a command.
No. Say, tunadhif.
No, it's present.
It is present, that's right. Now, because of the ta. Now, is it male or female? So?
Female.
So? So here, we rule that it is present. Okay? Because of the ta, because it is ta, because of what? Because of the ta. Now, it could be male or female. It could be male or female. Female. Which one is it? I would say stay with me. Stay with me. Don't worry. Because it's getting complicated. And it's going to be too slow for you. Just copy them from the notes. And so which one is it? Male or female?
Female.
Why?
Because of the ta.
Because of the ta. So, female because of the jam. Now, is it single or plural?
Single.
Is it single?
Or no, plural. I don't know.
It's not, it doesn't, there's nothing that will tell me whether it's single or plural.
Either.
Because it is non-standard plural. You can tell from here. But anyway, we have the four possibilities. Okay, marfu', marfu', mansub, majrur, majzum. Which one of them is impossible for the verb?
Majzum.
For the verb. Majrur. So that is, you write it down, but you know it doesn't happen. Right, Farhan?
Uh-huh.
Right, Said? Okay. Then, if it is, what is it? Marfu', mansub, majrur, majzum.
Yikes.
Huh?
Mansub.
Why mansub?
Wait, it can't be
marfu'.
It's
marfu'. Marfu'? Why is it marfu'?
Because it's a verb.
فعل مضارع, present verb. So, because it's present verb. فعل مضارع. Because it's present verb, which is فعل مضارع. Okay. مرفوع have three choices. Either ضمة, واو, ألف. So which one of those? Which one of those? Because it's not standard.
It's not standard male.
Okay, it's not standard, and it's not. And it's not double. It's not standard and it's not double, then it is a Dhamma. So you choose Dhamma. Why? Since because ism, because it is non-standard. And because not فعل مضارع. Non-standard and not double. Okay, so So we end up having two, na, three, fu. We end up having to know this. Got it? Now, let's go to an saliyat. What time is it? Yes, it's Bennett.
9:42.
Okay. Al-Musalliyat. Okay. Al-Mu. Okay, now, this one, is it verb or noun? This one, so we have two choices, verb or noun? Verb or noun? So which one? Verb or a noun?
Noun.
Okay, it's noun. That's right.
Because the other one was verb, and this one, it means praying woman. So I don't
that's
see
right.
how praying woman can be a verb.
That's right. So it is noun. Okay. Now. Is it male or female?
Female. Is it a female death?
Yes.
Renders an
illusion of rationality absolute. Mostly, praying women. So, apparently, this one. It is female. Now, is it which one it is? Is it single, which is mufrad?
Single, duo, or plural?
Or double, muthanna? Or jamma, which is plural. Muthanna. Muthanna. Jamma. So which one is this? That's right. So it is plural. Okay. Now, it is female jamma. Is it standard or non-standard? Is it standard?
It's, yeah.
Yes.
Or non standard.
Standard.
Or in other words,
it's
non-standard means taksir. Or standard, which is means salim. Which one? Which one? Is it standard or non-standard?
Standard.
It's standard.
Standard.
Yeah.
Why do you say standard? Because
it's musalli.
Yeah, because of the alif ta. Masha'Allah, you're smart. Okay. Now. Okay. So now is it mansub? Now we do the other possibilities. Man out of space, so we say put it here. Mansub or marfu.
That's the last one, right?
Yeah. Not really. Mansub, majrur, majzum. Which one of those? Which one of those?
The right one.
It's mansub. Why? Why is it mansub?
Because of the
No. Because it's a subject, right?
Yeah.
Wrong!
You made me feel all good.
Wrong. It is marfu' because it's a subject. Yeah. Subjects are marfu'.
I said subject.
Yes, you said subject, but it's marfu' because it is a subject.
Yay. We needed our beautiful tree.
Not yet. Yeah, sit there, Bennett. Can you go check if the first period is over?
It's a beautiful earth, green trees.
And
it's not even 9:55.
You're 9:55.
Yeah, because we skipped the assembly. So nine. See. Okay, now out of these three ones, mansub, majrur, majzu, which one couldn't be a possibility for noun? Remember, the noun can't be what? Majzu. Now, marfu' have three possibilities. Have waw, have dhamma, alif, waw. Which one is it? Dhamma or alif or waw?
Alif.
Okay. The standard female plural is marfu' with dhamma. So, dhamma, alif, waw. So it is dhamma because it is standard jam'a mu'annath salim.
Salim?
Yes. Means so because it's jam'a mu'annath salim. So.
Oh, then,
yeah.
I think she does.
You got it?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
So, you see, standard female plural. Now, al-masajid. Which is masjid? Is it verb or noun?
It is noun. That is plural.
It is
it's
noun.
It's
that's right.
Object.
Okay, we'll do it Arabic only. Mufrad or jam' mufrad. Jam' or mufrad. It is jam'.
Okay.
Now, okay. Actually, first of all,
فعل اسم. Okay, you're dismissed.
By the way, all of you need to go to the banquet hall for like a wrong competition because first period.
All of, because none of them are.
Everyone has to go.
Everyone has to go.
Everyone has to go.
So okay, let's finish this.
Wow.
This is fan or ism? This is ism.
Yeah.
Listen,
maybe.
Is it fan or ism? It's ism.
No, you obviously.
What
is the
above? I won first prize.
Is it Salim or Taksir? Is it Salim or Taksir?
Salim.
Salim.
How did you, I mean, you can't, it's Taksir because it's not taking the form of the Salim. It is Taksir.
Well,
is it
not smart?
If it is taksir, then who cares if it's a mu'annath or mudakkar? You know,
yeah,
I wouldn't care if it's mudakkar or mu'annath. So it is ism taksir. Actually, before that, we want to say mufrad or jam'. Mufrad or jam'. We say jam'. And then we say Salim or Taksir. Salim or Taksir. So we here say Taksir, it's not Salim. And then.
It's like algebraic answers on that row.
Oh my god!
Salim or Taksir, it is Taksir. Then, is it marfu' mansub majroor?
The one in the row, right.
Marfu' mansub majroor majzoom. Which one of those? Marfu' mansub majroor majzoom.
It's
Marfa. No, Mansoob, because
yes,
it's an object. Because it's an object, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
now Dhamma,
Wow, and Alif,
right?
Yes.
Yeah,
we're all
done.
Okay.
Okay. Then is it.
Dhamma?
Is it Dhamma or is it Fatha? Fatha or Ya? Fatha or Ya? Why Fatha or Ya? Fatha? Because it's what?
Object.
Because it is Jam'a Taksir. All right, you guys are dismissed.
Yay.
Yes, my seat is here. Go to the banquet hall, okay? Go to the Kajian, like, what if you get lost?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
If you get lost near the convoy, if you get gun in.
I'm gonna go get lost right here.
That's
me.
No, it is?
Yeah.
Sorry. No one ever told me it was me.
Even though I went here for like a million years.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna go.
Everybody has to go to the banquet.
Yeah. Kind of stupid, but
there has
to be some sort of light.
It's going to be a heck of a noise. And they can't control all these kids. alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, I'm going there.
Thank you, Zia. Amir Ramaha. This guy is jumping. Masha'Allah. Now we're going to move into Surah Al-A'la, and then I would like to have Hiba Ahmed here. Okay? I'll talk to her.
الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
I have learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything in due preparation.
MashaAllah. Ashaduddin?
Proportions. The exact amount of the exact size.
Sister Sarah is here? Okay, you can come up here, Sister Sarah. I don't need a chair. That's Sister Sarah's chair. I was just borrowing it. Please. You want to come up here? You want to sit there? You sit in there? Okay. So basically what we're going to do, since Sister Sarah just joined us, so those that recited already, we're just going to do the average for four, and then starting from now on, we're going to do it for five. Yes. Okay. And then just a reminder for the audience, please keep it quiet because those that are coming here, sometimes they're under pressure and then if they hear noise, they might get distracted. So please keep it down again. Surah An-Naba, and we're going to start with Haniya Ahmed. And then just a reminder, when you guys are done, the question after you're done reciting, tell us a little bit about what you learned about the surah or the meaning of the surah. Anything you learned about the surah, share it with us, please.
So that's a lower level.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عما يتساءلون؟ عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون. كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون. ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفق في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا